Unit 18, World War One. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Hey, you like to read about military history, right? How much do you know about submarines?
A little bit.
Good. Then maybe you can help me with my paper for my history class. It's on the role of submarine warfare in World War One.
That's an interesting subject.
You've got to be kidding.
Really? On the one hand, German submarines almost beat the British Navy, which was the world's greatest sea power at the time. On the other hand, all the destruction caused by German submarines helped turn public opinion in the U.S. against the Germans, since it seemed so brutal and ruthless, and that was one reason for America's entering the war. You should definitely write about that. Especially the story of the Lusitania, which is one of the most famous sea disasters in history.
Yeah, we talked about that today in class. In fact, this year is the 90th anniversary of the sinking. But I still don't see why it was such a big deal. Lots of ships were hit by submarines in the war.
Yes, but most of them weren't passenger ships.
I know it wasn't a warship, but Germany had already warned that it would try to sink any ship around the British Isles. And it was carrying weapons of war to England.
True. We now know that the Lusitania was carrying tons of weapons, which meant the sinking wasn't actually illegal under international law. But back then, the U-boat captain was called a war criminal. And here's another interesting fact you may not know. Just before the Lusitania left New York, a group of German-Americans put advertisements in the newspapers warning that the Lusitania was likely to be destroyed in the war zone. The ship's passengers and crew saw the warning and were worried, but Captain Turner just ignored it. If I were you, I'd mention that in my paper.
That is interesting. But why did a group of German-Americans do that? Were they just trying to save the passengers' lives?
They were worried about public anger against people from a German background if the Lusitania were sunk, and they wanted to prevent that.
It's a shame the captain didn't listen to them.
Yes, the loss of life was truly terrible. Well over 1,000 people died, including 128 Americans. Both the British and the Americans were furious.
But the U.S. still didn't enter the war.
No, not until almost 2 years later. America had become more and more outraged by submarine warfare, and the Germans had sunk so many British passenger and merchant ships that Britain was becoming desperate for help. Finally, in April 1917, the Americans and British got together to fight the U-boats.
What did they do?
Well, one thing they did was start putting mines in the waters near German naval bases, and these mines destroyed a lot of U-boats before they could reach the open sea. They also invented the depth charge.
What's a depth charge?
It's basically a bomb that's designed to explode after it reaches a certain depth in the water. It was the first weapon that could be used to attack a boat underwater, and it proved very effective. So did air power. The British set up air bases around the country to support the Navy and its patrols. Planes attacked U-boats that were traveling on the surface. 7 U-boats were sunk that way.
Is this why the war started to go badly for the Germans?
It was definitely a factor. The Germans had hoped to defeat Britain before America could influence the war, or at least prevent American supplies and reinforcements from crossing the Atlantic. But they failed. 2 million American soldiers went to Europe, and the U-boats only managed to sink 1 troop transport ship.
Number 1. Why are the speakers having the conversation? Number 2. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. It's on the role of submarine warfare in World War One.
That's an interesting subject.
You've got to be kidding.
How does the woman seem to feel when she says this?
You've got to be kidding. Number 3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
You should definitely write about that, especially the story of the Lusitania, which is one of the most famous sea disasters in history.
Yeah, we talked about that today in class. In fact, this year is the 90th anniversary of the sinking, but I still don't see why it was such a big deal. Lots of ships were hit by submarines in the war. How does the woman seem to feel about the sinking of the Lusitania? Number 4. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Just before the Lusitania left New York, a group of German Americans put advertisements in the newspaper warning that the Lusitania was likely to be destroyed in the war zone. The ship's passengers and crew saw the warning and were worried, but Captain Turner just ignored it. If I were you, I'd mention that in my paper.
That is interesting. But why did a group of German Americans do that? What does the man mean when he says this?
If I were you, I'd mention that in my paper.
Number 5. According to the conversation, why did the German Americans put a warning advertisement in the New York newspapers? Number 6. Which of the following is not true of depth charges, according to the conversation? Number 7. What is implied in the conversation about the captain of the U-boat that sank the Lusitania? Number 8. According to the conversation, how many Americans died in the sinking of the Lusitania? Number 9. It can be inferred from the conversation that...